The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes you all go around. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold from snow. Tell the trees of grow. Tell the wind don't blow. 'Cause it's easier.
It's Sunday night. It is 9:03 in here at Daylight Savings Time. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Peace One, and I am bringing you Can't Stop the Music yet again, what we all do together on Sunday night. Listen to some overlooked, underappreciated, and otherwise incredibly strange sounds that come out of our culture. So, you know, Tuesday is Election Day, and I've got a, you know, my mind has wandered towards that outside of royalty this evening. We've got the 45-year-old record from the Goldwaters. They sing folk songs to bug the liberals. I think we'll have a ready audience here for that material. But we're going to start with some covers, as we do every week. And we're going to start out with, again, something for that election season, Patti Smith's cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Check out the playlist at WRIR.org, where, of course, I have some reward for your efforts. I've got a little video clip on there and, you know, all kinds of good stuff.
Thank you. bankruptcy. Thought it a safe ride, not a race to insanity. Say your goodbyes. You've had your big highs.
I'm just a problem. Oh, to the day with me.
Because it's
easy come, easy go. Used to fly, now it's slow. Anyway, the cash flows doesn't make a difference to me. To me.
Mama, just lost your home. Had to mortgage it again. Lost it now, all thanks to Fred. Mama, things were looking good, but now I've gotta lost it all instead. Mama, ooh, should've learned from my wrong. If I can.
Thank you. Step out like a gunbound child. I saw you rise across the street. Could be the fool to take you, dear, my angel kind. Step into a life, but maybe love is hard to find in the church of a poison mind. In the church of a poison mind. In the church of a poison mind. Watch me clinging to the beat. I had to fight to make it mine. That religion, you can sink it. Need to stomp your feet and you'll feel fine. Could be the fool to maybe trick a kiss in time. And not to say that's crazy. Love will make you blind in the church of a poison mind. In the church of the poison mind. In the church of the poison mind. In the church of the poison mind.
Wake up, Mama, there's a white boat coming down the river with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John, 'cause it don't look like they're here to deliver. And it's less than a mile away. I hope they didn't come to stay. It's got numbers on the side and a gun, and it's making big waves. Daddy's gone, my brother's out hunting in the mountains. But John's been drinking since the river took him blue. and I just turned 22. I was wondering what to do. The closer they came, the more those feelings grew. Daddy's rifle in my arms felt reassuring. He told me red means run, son. Numbers add up to nothing. But when that first shot hit the dark, I saw it coming. Raise a rifle to my eye. Never stop to wonder why. Then I saw black and my face flashed in the sky.
Okay, let me turn my headphones up there. Okay, now I'm fully fired up. That was the Cowboy Junkies covering Neil Young's Powderfinger. And the Jackson Jills, I'm drawing what? Church of the Poison Mind, drawing a complete blank. Drag Queen reworking Bohemian Rhapsody as Bohemian Bankruptcy, and the Patti Smith Group starting off with the cover of Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It is 9:24. This daylight savings time really has me looking for a place to put all that daylight that I am saving. It's kind of like that excess weight. I just don't know where to put it. So you are listening to Can't Stop the Music. This is WRIR 97.3 FM. If you have something nice to say, you can give me a call at 804-649-9737. It sounds like the phones have been ringing quite a bit this evening during my show and during DJ Carlito's show before that. And we are glad to know that listeners are engaged and love us. And, you know, I just want to say one more time a big thanks for supporting us during our fun drive. I really appreciate the people who noted my show, liked listening to it. It's good to know that I'm not just doing it for myself and that, you know, so many of the things here at WRIR make people happy. I'm always happy listening, and I'm always, always, always happy to be here in the studio. And let's see. So, you know, I was putting together the covers, and I thought, that and in that kind of a aggregation of things, I found that I had a big chunk of stuff that wasn't so much covers, but it was reworking of traditional music and kind of revising the history or saying something new with the classics and the classics from American popular music and a lot of which came from British popular music. And so I've got a set for you. I'm going to start with the Knitters, made up of a lot of the people from X. And the punk band, and they do this amazing version of the child ballad Little Margaret. So I'm going to play that first and work our way through a number of revised traditional music.
Little Margaret sitting in her high hall chair,
combing back along your hair.
Saw a sweet woman as new made bride,
riding up the ride so near.
She threw down her ivory comb,
she threw back along your hair.
Said, I'll go out and bid him farewell,
nevermore go there.
It was late
fast asleep.
Little Margaret appeared all dressed in white,
standing at their bed feet.
How do you like your snow white gown?
How do you like your sheep?
How do you like that pretty little maiden
lies in your arms asleep?
Snow white pillow.
Very well, do I like my sheep?
Much better do I like that pretty little maiden
stands in my bed feet.
Then he called his servant man to go and sign on the dime.
Turn to the wall.
Come on, you cowboys, don't you go. Come on, you cowboys, don't you wanna go. The meet Lone Ranger, riding on Ranger Buffalo. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the Western Plains. One of the hardest battles was ever on the Western Plains. When I mean the bunch of cowboys running to Jesse James. Don't your house catches a fire and ain't no water around. Talking to that man. House catches a fire and ain't no water around. Throw your jelly out the window. If the dog gon' check one down.
It stands so proud, the wheels so still, a ghost-like figure on the hill. It seems so strange, there is no sound, now there are no men underground. What will become of this pit yard, where men once trampled faces hard? So tired and weary their shifts done, never having seen the sun.
There'll always be a happy hour for those with money, jobs and power.
They'll never realize the hurt they cause to men they treat like dirt. Will it become a sacred ground? Foreign tourists gazing round, asking if men once worked here, way beneath this pithead gear. Empty trucks once filled with coal, lined up like men on the dole. Will they ever be used again, or left for scrap just like the men?
There'll always be a happy hour for those with money, jobs and power.
They'll never realize the hurt they cause to men they treat like dirt.
Oh, that was Chumbawamba doing Coal Not Dole, Clothesline Revival with Cow Cow Yicky, Snake Farm with their version of Laredo, the 18th day of May, a adaptation of a common of traditional British song, The Highest Tree, and The Knitters with the child ballad, Little Margaret. It is 9:42. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Grace Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. Now, if you have something really nice to say, you can call me in the studio, 804-649-9737. Well, that theme music can mean only one thing, a much overlooked feature of Can't Stop the Music, the Outsider Royalty segment, which we are bringing into play tonight because as I was looking for material appropriate for an election and to try to remind people that they do need to vote, even though there's not a lot of elections around the country, there's always something on the ballot, and who wants to pass up the opportunity to get your sticker anyway? I came across a group called the Goldwaters, and they were formed to bolster support for the presidential candidate, the Republican presidential candidate in 1964. The title of their record is "The Goldwaters Sing Folk Songs to Bug the Liberals," and I've got a picture of that album up on my post on the website. I read a little bit about them, and I do want to encourage you. There's a really cool website project called Conelrad Atomic Platters, and this guy and his project, it's Cold War music, and now he's moved into Homeland Security, but he's a big collector and documenter of audio from the paranoid and the fearful. And in there, he also had an interview with one of the members of the Goldwaters. And I'm not going to tell you a lot about it. I'm going to let you just listen and then give you some information afterwards. But just know that more than 200,000 copies of this record was played. These guys had groupies. They did perform both with the senator when he was running for president and for other candidates. And so anyway, it's... and the other thing is, nothing really changes. So anyway, I hope you'll enjoy it for one reason or the other.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the ADA, Radio and Television Network, presents Political News Conference. We take you now live and direct to New York City, where gathered in this large auditorium are prominent political figures from across the nation. Tonight, they'll be interviewing that well-known liberal Democrat, Mr. J.R. Fink, Jr., from Oshkoshie County, which, by the way, is noted for having more miles of interstate highway than any other county in the nation. And as they ask him questions, I'm going to wander through the audience with my microphone. I believe this man here has a question.
Oh, what have you done, left wing, left wing? Oh, what have you done for our country?
Well, we've raised the national debt.
Yeah, it's going higher yet.
Just look what you've done to our country.
I believe the man in the mattress t-shirt has his hand up.
Yes, I believe I do.
Do you want to go to work on a job, on a job?
Will you do anything for yourself?
We don't have to, what the heck? We get our unemployment check. Let our friends and our neighbors support us.
This man sitting here on the front row has his hand up, sir.
Yes. Do you want a welfare state in our land, in our land?
Do you want a welfare state over here?
Yes, I think that would be nice, no matter what the price. I'd rather be yellow-red than true-blue-dead.
The answer to this question seems to have caused a turmoil in the audience there. reacting violently to this answer. That's what? What's this? It's four young men with banjos and guitars walking up on stage. It looks like that well-known satirical political singing group, the Goldwaters! We like free enterprise, 'cause we realize
it's the only way to live and be free. It's the only way to live and be free.
London is forming a new federal agency.
Yeah? What's that?
It's going to be called the Poverty Relief Agency.
Oh, that's nothing new. Bobby Baker's headed that department for years.
Destined to fall.
'cause we didn't answer when we heard their call. No, the American people just don't understand why we didn't help them to free their homeland. So we're gonna get new leaders, men brave and strong, men we can count on to fix what is wrong.
So we're gonna get new leaders, men brave and strong, men we can count on to fix what is wrong. Let's all join in together and sing an old song which I think you all know. I'll repeat the words, you sing after me. Now all the wheat farmers,
now all the wheat farmers,
when they cast their votes,
when they cast their votes,
said we don't want controls,
said we don't want controls,
we'll row our own boats,
we'll hoe our own boats.
Now this shocked the liberals,
now this shocked the liberals.
They
just can't understand
that the American farmer,
that the American farmer
wants to run his own land,
wants to run his own land.
Now you know in Cook County,
now you know in Cook County,
it has been said,
it has been said,
people go right on voting,
people go right on voting,
even after they're dead,
even after they're dead.
And that's part of the reason,
and it's part of the reason
they were able to win.
They were able to win.
But this time we'll be watching.
But this time we'll be watching.
It won't happen again.
It won't happen again.
Cause all over the nation,
cause all over the nation,
from the east to the west,
from the east to the west,
the people are saying,
the people are saying,
that Barry is best.
That Barry is best.
All right, all together now.
Cause all over the nation, from the east to the west, the people are saying that Barry is best.
Say, I saw a great new play on Broadway last night. It's called The Dollhouse.
Is that the Rodgers Hammerstein show?
No, it's a Profumo Baker production.
It must have been quite a comedy.
You might call it a farce.
The leaders of the left wing, they know their day has passed. America's awake now,
and Barry's rising fast. Get along home, left-wingers, get along home. Get along home, left-wingers, it's over now for you.
You ought to see the ADA with wrinkles in their brow. They know that when the change is made, that they will get kicked out.
Get along home, ADA, get along home. Get along home, ADA, it's over now for you.
Pity that poor Harvard bunch, just think about their doom. They'll have to leave the White House and go back to their classroom.
Get along home, Harvard bunch, get along home. Get along home, Harvard bunch, it's over now for you.
The people now are worried, they know what's going on. And when the votes are counted, the frontier will be gone.
Get along home, new frontier, get along home. Get along home, new frontier, it's over now for you. Get along home, new frontier, get along home. Get along home.
Well, I know you were singing along and roused. You may find it hard to believe or totally expected. That was recorded at the Muscle Shoals studio. All the songs were written by one of these two brothers from Nashville who put the group together, the Bates brothers. One of the brothers ran the Billboard office in Nashville, and another one was in the radio business. So they definitely were professionals, and then they hired these college students to who were in music programs to be the act. And when asked if they made tons of money, they said no, they got a little bit of money for performing, but all the royalties went to the management. If you want to see what that cover looks like, you can find it on my post. And if you want to see what my playlist is, you can also find that at WRIR.org. If you're listening to the stream, you know about all the treats there on our website. If you have something nice to say, you can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. It is almost 10 o'clock. I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, where we put our ear to the keyhole of culture and just see what kind of buzz is on the other side of the door. You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. So, you know, just while we're feeling kind of political and kind of being in the thinking about the discourse in the office among office holders, we're going to pull from one of my favorite performers, Roy Zimmerman, and his cut, I Approve This Message.
Lady, I am the civil engineer. I am the tractor salesman who's a stand-up comic at his daughter's wedding. I am the court reporter. I am the guy in the sandwich suit. I am the third grade teacher, and I approve this message. Dental hygienist, and I am the undertaker's son. I'll be the undertaker when the undertaker has been taken under. I am the tattoo addict. I am the runner up Miss Main. I am the ice cream vendor, and I approve this message. The Baptist, and I am Nancy the Presbyterian. I am Jerome the Jewish Unitarian, born again Buddhist, Wiccan, agnostic. And I am the banjo lawyer. I am the laptop Kerouac. I am the NASCAR widow, and I approve this message. Conspiracy theorist. I know five other conspiracy theorists. What, you think that's a coincidence? I am the precinct walker. I am the polling place volunteer. I am the statistician, and four out of five of me approve this message. Chihuahua. I am the penguin named Pierre. I am the middle school vice principal who wins the lottery and keeps on working. I am the moral majority who's actually moral and actually a majority. And I am the froggy when a courtin', and I approve this message. And I am your partner.
saying it don't matter how high the throne. What sits on it is the same as your own. And I'm Molly Ivan saying, what's the difference who's in that chair? Change doesn't come from there. Change comes from here. And I am the huddled masses. I am the amber waves of grain. I am the toothless carny in the shooting gallery at the county fair. I am the singer, songwriter, waitress, and I am another mother for peace. I am the assistant scoutmaster, and I approve this message. And I am the White House switchboard operator, and I approve this message. And I am the Arabic translator discharged because I'm gay, and I approve this message. I am the last man to die for a mistake, and I approve this message. And I am the 78% of Americans who think we're on the wrong track. I approve this message. And I am the 22% of Americans who say, could be worse. I approve this message. I approve this message. And I am. And I approve this message. I am.
Recently, a lot of people have been talking about changing the national anthem to America the Beautiful. Now, I don't know really if that's such a great idea. I mean, I really like the Star-Spangled Banner. I mean, it is kind of hard to sing, though, with all those arpeggios. I mean, you're out at the ballpark and the fans are singing away, and it's sort of pathetic, really, watching everybody try to hang on to that melody. The words are great, though. Just a lot of questions written during a fire. Things like, hey, do you see anything over there? I don't know, there's a lot of smoke. Say, isn't that a flag? Couldn't say, really, it's pretty early in the morning. Hey, do you smell something burning? I mean, that's the whole song. It is a big improvement, though, over most national anthems, which are in 4/4 time, you know, we're number one, this is the best place. I also like the B-side of the national anthem, Yankee Doodle. Truly a surrealist masterpiece. Yankee Doodle came to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his hat, and called it Macaroni. Now, if you can understand the words to this song, you can understand anything that's happening in the art world today.
Billy Dalton staggered on the sidewalk. Someone said he stumbled and he fell. Six squad cars came screaming to the rescue, hauled old Billy Dalton off to jail. Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no drunks like Billy Dalton, scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Homely Honeycutt was nothing but a hippie, walking through this world without a care. Then one day six strapping brave policemen held out Homely and cut his hair. Cause the law is for
protection of the people. Rules are rules, and any fool can see. We don't need no hairy-headed hippies scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Oh, so thank your lucky stars you've got protection. Walk the line and never mind the cost. Don't wonder who them lawmen was protecting when they nailed the Savior to the cross. 'Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules, and any fool can see. We don't need no riddle-speaking prophets scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree.
While traveling through the Lone Star State, I lost my lunch before I ate. It happened in a Bullet Head Cafe. I felt my bones begin to crunch. I saw my name on the businessman's lunch, and the neck who owned the place stepped up to say,
"Hey, buddy, are you blind?
Say, partner, can't you read the sign?
We reserve the right to refuse service to you.
Take your business back to Walgreens. Have you tried your local zoo? You smell just like a communist. You come through just like a Jew.
We reserve the right to refuse service
to you." Oh, well, I walked on into my house of God. Congregation on the nod. Just chosen folks are doing their weekly thing. Hero Israel, yes indeed. My book was backwards, couldn't read, but I got a good rise when I heard that rabbi sing.
Baruch atah Adonai.
What the hell you doing back there, boy?
We reserve the right to refuse services to you.
Friends are all on welfare. You call yourself a Jew. You need your ticket and your tie to zip your prayers on through.
We reserve the right to refuse services
unto you. Live from Laos and Cambodia. No more tears. Tonight I showed you the latest old war movies on TV. You know it's bound to escalate, so go and turn on Channel 8. Watch Channel 7, Mortar Channel 3.
Well, I won't man your tanks and jets and jeeps.
And speaking on behalf of all my fellow creeps,
we reserve the right to refuse service to you.
Right face forward, woo! And get the children too.
Let Saigons be bygones. Don't you blow this world in two.
We reserve the right to refuse service
to you. Well, it's just my luck that God's a Texan. One big some bitch in Anglo-Saxon. Some crazy kind of tall Norwegian board. Just I have my body shipped air freight from Texas to the pearly gate. Just ring the bell and leave me at the door. I'll be somewhere over Jordan swinging low. I'll hear them tape recorded angels in lifelike stereo singing,
we reserve the right to refuse service to you.
Take your business back to Walgreens. Have you tried your local zoo?
Our quota's filled for this year on singing Texas Jews. We reserve the right to refuse service to you.
Join WRIR at the Byrd Theater in Richmond, Virginia on November 22, 2009 for an afternoon of comedic insight into the life, career, and mind of one of the world's most prolific entertainers, Harry Shearer, the satirical mastermind and political commentator behind La Show, and the man behind the mustache of Derek Smalls, the bassist for the legendary and loudest rock band in the world, Spinal Tap. Mr. Shearer is also the voice talent behind the many characters of The Simpsons like Ned Flanders,
Oakley Doakley-Doo,
and Mr. Burns.
I will wreak a terrible vengeance on this city. No one will be spared. No one!
Immediately following will be a 25th anniversary screening of the Rock You mockumentary, This Is Spinal Tap, with an introduction by Harry himself. Go to WRIR.org for more information and to buy tickets.
I know I'm going. I hope you are. Harry Shearer is one of my heroes. And I have to tell you, I listen weekly to the show. I'm sure that will surprise no one. It is Mondays at 10 o'clock here at WRAR, the mighty, mighty WRAR, radio for the rest of us. I am P. Swan, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music. We had Kinky Friedman with We Reserve the Right to Refuse Service to You, Chris Christopherson with The Laws for Protection of the People, Laurie Anderson with her National Anthem PSA, and that crackling sound, it's actually a little video piece, and that crackling sound is video of a man, a short-order cook, cooking hamburgers behind her, and with the grill catching fire and stuff, so I assume it's kind of got some parallel to her content, but she is one smart cookie. And we started out with Roy Zimmerman, a Can't Stop the Music hero, too, with I Approve This Message from his record Thanks for the Support. It is 10:14, and I want to say thanks for the support. Thank you for your generosity during WRAR's fall 2009 fund drive. We celebrated community radio and we ate delicious food thanks to Richmond restaurants, including 8 and a half at 401 Strawberry Street, making red pizzas, white pizzas, and everything in between and all to go. And Savor, offering locally sourced food done right just across the river and on the corner of West 7th and Porter Streets in historic Manchester. Thank you again and again. WRAR really is radio for and by the rest of us. Well, if you have something nice to say, you can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. I hope you did enjoy, you are enjoying what I have to offer, and especially the Goldwaters. I think I am still giggling. I hope you are too. We're going to continue. So we've got a little vintage piece here. Harry McClintock, 50 years from now, discussing military intervention. You know, it's always on people's minds.
Now over there in Europe, they're having lots of fun. Their taxes and their big war debt have got them on the run. We have to lend them money to keep them on their feet, while a million good Americans are sleeping in the street. Our international bankers are busy night and day. They're figuring all the ways and means to give our dough away. Our working men are unemployed, they're raising quite a row. Prosperity's around the corner 50 years from now. 50 years from now, 50 years from now. Just tell the grocery man you'll pay him 50 years from now. When the landlord and the gas man come with both hands full of bills, just point toward the west and say there's gold in them there hills. And 50 years from now, 50 years from now, we'll find a way to pay your bill somehow. Oh, the situation's funny. We've lent Europe all our money, and they won't be able to pay us back till 50 years from now. Our domestic situation is certainly hard to beat. We have to go round hungry 'cause we've raised too much to eat. We cannot ride our railroads cause we haven't got the fare. And we piled up stacks of clothing till we've nothing much to wear. They'll throw you in the hoosegow if you steal a loaf of bread. But the gangsters fill our cities full of powder, smoke, and lead. We'd like to find the answer, but it seems we don't know how. We'll probably come out all right in 50 years from now. 50 years from now, 50 years from now. Oh, everything will be lovely in 50 years from now. In the meantime, all you have to do is stand around and grin and do your starving gracefully or the cops will run you in. It's really quite the style to take it with a smile. It's supposed to help a hungry man somehow. Though it's hard on some beginners to do without their dinners, just think of their nice trim waistlines in 50 years from now. Oh, 50 years from now, 50 years from now. We won't remember a thing about it 50 years from now. We'll be out in the marble orchard where the tombstones are in bloom. Underneath the green grass there's always plenty of room. And 50 years from now, 50 years from now, we'll be down where they can't reach us with a plow. And among the saints and sinners, and the losers and the winners, it won't matter a heck of a lot 50 years from now.
We're gonna have to slap the dirty little chap, and Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it. We'll skin that streak of yellow from the sneaky little fella, and he'll think the cyclone struck him when we're through it. We'll take that double crosser to the old woodshed. We'll start right on his bottom and we'll go to his head. When we get done with him, he'll wish that he was dead. We've gotta slap the dirty little Jap. Uncle Sam's a man who's given a helping hand to many a foreign land, don't forget it. But when somebody goes to tromping on his toes, they'd better guard their nose or they'll regret it. We're gonna have to slap the dirty little Jap, and Uncle Sam's a guy who can do it. The Japs and all their hooey will be changed into chop suey, and the rising sun will set when we get through it. Their alibi for fighting is to save their face for ancestors waiting in celestial space. We'll kick their precious face down to the other place. We gotta slap a dirty little Jap. We're gonna have to slap the dirty little Jap, and Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it. I wouldn't fool you, mister, he can raise an awful blister, and somebody's pants will burn before we're through it. We'll reach across the ocean and grab that yellow Jap and turn him upside down right on democracy's lap. We'll blister his axis and do it with a snap. We gotta slap a dirty little Jap. Uncle Sam is mild, as peaceful as a child, but never get him riled or you will rue it. So now they want to fight. Well, they've bit off quite a bite, and Uncle Sam is going to make them chew it. We're going to have to slap the dirty little Jap, and Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it. Cause it really is a feature when he starts to be a teacher. We can show you several pupils who've been through it. Uncle Sam believes in the golden rule, but when he's double-crossed, he's got a kick like a mule. We're warning Hitler's too, but Sam's a fighting fool. We gotta slap the dirty little Jap.
Attention, all young Republicans between the ages of 18 and 24. Do you support our president in the war on terror? Do you support our troops? If so, sign up today to join the United States Armed Forces. Don't just sit there at home when you can support our troops on the battlefield. Now go out there and kick some Islamic ass.
And some good news out of Iraq. U.S. military commanders have announced that the third annual Bring Your Daughter to War Day was a great success. Over 15,000 daughters got to see firsthand what goes into fighting a war. from raiding homes in Basra to enforcing the 8 p.m. curfew in Mosul to interrogating prisoners in Tikrit.
So glad that you came out here to see what I do all the time.
There are lots of explosions and I saw a leg.
Daughters got to ride in the cockpit with dad or mom on bombing runs. And a few even saw the action inside tanks patrolling the triangle of death. Conceived as a way to open young women's eyes to opportunities in the armed forces, Bring Your Daughter to War Day also provides a way for girls to see their parents once a year.
It's something she'll never forget for the rest of her life, I'm sure.
She got to go in, we raided a few houses. She came in behind me and got to try out the new Arab words she learned.
Shubadak.
What's that mean?
It means, let me see your hands.
Yeah.
Organizers called this year's event the most successful so far. Only four girls were killed, down from a dozen last year, making it the most accident-free on record.
To all you single mothers in the world, are you worried about the welfare of your little boy or girl? If you need some family planning, just come talk to Uncle Sam and you can sell your baby to the army. And if you are a couple on the street and you're hungry for a morsel, just a little piece of meat, well, quit your hesitating and get to copulating. You can sell that baby to the army. We need recruits, we need recruits. We're looking for some men and women who can shoot and can salute. We need recruits, we need recruits. So sell your baby to the army. Go, go! Dog at home. He never wants to fetch or sit, he only wants to roam. Well, pack up your old Rover and send that pup on over. You can feed your puppy to the army. And if you think your body is impure, just a sack of flesh and bones and nails and teeth and curly fur, I know just how you're feeling. Become part of our meal plan and feed your body to the army. We need recruits, we need recruits. We're looking for some men and women who can shoot and can salute. We need recruits, we need recruits. So sell your baby to the army and feed your puppy to the army.
And now, here's a girl who's not from Texas, but she's got as much bounce and vitality as an unbusted bronco. Nancy Walker. Welcome to Mail Call, Nancy.
Gee, thanks, Miss Turner. Gosh, could I use your figure?
Well, I'm sorry, Nancy, but I'm using it myself. But is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah. Can you tell me how I can get the opposite sex to pursue me?
You mean you want men to fall at your feet?
Well, I don't care where they fall as long as I get them.
Well, Nancy, I think you're a little young to be boy crazy.
What's crazy about it?
Oh. Well, I'm afraid we're getting into a deep subject. What song are you going to sing for the fellows?
Well, this program is dedicated to Texas, and there's some cowboys on later, so I thought I'd do a brand new Indian tune. It's called Pass That Peace Pipe.
Well, that's swell. Let's have it.
A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look gray, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead. It's disarming to be charming, quoth the medicine man, whom all agree it's plain to see nobody could be wiser than. So if your temper's getting the top hand, all you have to do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee's, Chippewas do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs too. That cold shoulder never solved a single complaint. When you're older, you wipe off all of that war paint. If you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do. If you wanna hover out west too, you will soon discover it's best to pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Chochos, Changos, Chattanoogas, Chicaros do. Even in colonial days, you knew the ceremonial ways to pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chicoutimis, Chippechets, and Chicopees too. Pull your ears in, try to use a little control. When all clears in, you'll be top man on the totem pole. So if you wanna be an alright guy, not a long-faced blues in the night guy, write that apology and dispatch it. When you've quarreled, it's grand to patch it. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas, and those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs, and those Chicoutimis, Chippechets, and Chicopees, Chochos, Changos, Chattanoogas, Chicaros.
Well, that's comic singer Nancy Walker performing for troops with Pass the Peace Pipe. You figure it out. The Hot Seats from Richmond, Richmond, VA, with our very own Josh Bierman, who has subbed here. And you know him well from Edge of Americana, doing Sell Your Babies. The Onion Army holds Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. Operation Yellow Elephant, suggesting some participation by many factions. Carson Robinson with We're Gonna Have to Slap. And Harry McClinton started off with 50 Years from Now.
Be fire safe this winter. When using a fireplace, open the flue for ventilation. Have a sturdy screen to prevent sparks from flying into the room. Allow ashes to cool before disposing in a metal container. A message from the Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office and the Virginia Department of Fire Programs.
Right after political consciousness, we are into health and safety here at Can't Stop the Music. So it is 11:20. Oh, that clock fools me every time. If it was 11:29, I would be home and you would be listening to Mixtape. But it is 10:29 and I am P. Swan still bringing you all kinds of delectable things here in Can't Stop the Music. And let's see. Oh, we have moved on to our James Brown inspirational moment. And, you know, a question I often ask myself, if James Brown were here today, what would it be like? And this group, The Orchard, answers that question.
If James Brown was here today, this is what he might say. If James Brown was here today, this is what he might say. Here we go, we got the groove. Hey, hey. Everyone, daddy, he's on the moon. Hey, hey. Can you feel it all in your soul? Hey, hey. Can we go just a little bit more? Hey, lottie, daddy. Hey, lottie, daddy. Hey, lottie, daddy. We're gonna rock it the Arabian way. Hey, hey. Sometimes I wanna quit, hey, hey. But my pride won't permit. Hey, hey. Standing tall and looking good. Hey, hey. We ought to be in Hollywood. Hey, hey. Hey, lottie, daddy. Hey, hey. Sergeant Bell, come and rock away. Hey, hey.
get on our knees. Say it loud. Say it loud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say it loud. Say it loud.
Limitless as a rapper, I tackle a pattern at a travel with the African diaspora. Boom crack, cause I freak it like that. Fall back, fast to a percussion to attack. Rat-a-tat, repetitive rhythm, rivet the habitat. From the north of Brazil to North Cadillac. Feel it, breathe it, bump it, move it. Heard you came to do something, prove it. Thank God for the drums in my music, because you gave me a gift, I'ma use it. All up until my days are done. See, the beat is where I get the inspiration from. Get up out your seat and come in on the one. Feel the rhythm of the beat. And give the drummer some, give the drummer some. Let him bring in the beat and bring in another one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that. Give the drummer some, let him bring in the beat and bring in another one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that. Give the drummer some, let him bring in the beat and bring in another one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that. Give the drummer some, let him bring in the beat and bring in another one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that.
That's right. Keep it going now.
Ask me what gave hip hop the boom back. Make dance tracks force your 2 feet to tap. Contact when the stick quick hit the hi-hat like flapjacks. So spat beats flip the plate slap. Hot and edible, most unforgettable. Surefire, bettable, real live incredibles. True heroes, never waltzes and animated. Saving for your mundane life that keeps you aggravated. Here's a backstage pass, I had it laminated. Come and give the drummer some and hit it like tamales, baby. Smash an ass that you crash in his lap. Wake up to the swing, drums bring to the jazz. As we move a new day in the sun, rays shine like a symbol on the stage like sun. Get out your seat, baby, get on the one. Feel the rhythm of the beat and give the drummer some.
Give the drummer some. Let him bring in the beat and bring in another one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that. Give the drummer some, let him bring in the beat and bring in the number one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that. Give the drummer some, let him bring in the beat and bring in the number one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that. Give the drummer some, let him bring in the beat and bring in the number one. Rubber pump pump, that's where the whole vibe comes from. Boom, boom, clap, yeah, I like that.
I got
Giovanni Hidalgo, Bernard Purdy, Greg Hutchinson,
Karen Johnston, Kim Thompson, Terrion Gully, Jeff Tane Watts, Questlove, John Bonham, Nino Cindy Lou, Kenny Wallace, Tito Puente, Gwen Ayerto, Les Prado, Clyde Stubblefield, Buddy Miles, Candito, Sly and Robbie, Swiss Chris, Joe Meyer, Swiss Miss, Tony Allen, Kenji Ceresi, Victor Jones, Jaco Starks, Zakir Hussain, Richard Gibbs, Camille Gaynor, Rob McDonald, Mitch Mitchell, Chavito, Greg Errico, Art Blakey, Hassan Ramsey, Elder Jones, Max Roach, Steve Gatt, Alaraca, Billy Cobham, Milton Nascimento, Sufala, Leroy Wallace, Manolito Gonzalez, David Axelrod, Grady Tate, Dom Umromao, Tony Smith, Lucido Quintero, Nappy G. Thank you.
Hope you like that. That was Robert Lesson with Free James Brown, And he's not meaning that you get it at no cost. James Brown himself with Don't Tell a Lie About Me and I Won't Tell the Truth About You. Nappy G and Nicodemus, Give the Drummer Some. And Elvez, Say It Loud, I'm Brown and I'm Proud. It is 10:48. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One and I am so happy to be here. Hey, do you want to make your own record player? Join artist Eric DeLuca for a free, all parts included workshop on how to build a homemade record player. Saturday, November 7th, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Visual Arts Center of Richmond. Workshop participants are invited to perform with their newly constructed record players that evening as a part of University of Richmond's third practice electroacoustic music festival. Workshop and performance are open to all ages and skill levels, but you need to register for the workshop by Friday, November 6th by emailing EID5EY at Virginia.edu. Let me say that again. EID5EY at Virginia.edu. DeLuca's turntable performance takes place Saturday night, 7:30 at the Modlin Center for the Arts. I am going to be there because I want to make a turntable. I mean, after the apocalypse, what good is a CD, right? But, you know, out there in the boonies, I am going to be listening to my records as the radiation takes over. Let's see. I've got a little bit of grab bag, which is why I'm talking so fast. Gabor Jabor with The Beat Goes On and a lot of other funny stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, "Remember when we used to play?" Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to July. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Well, that was Nancy Sinatra, Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, Henson with Do Me Wrong But Do Me, another Muscle Shoals artist, and Gaba Zabor with The Beat Goes On. I'm going to sign out with a song I did not get to play for Halloween. I had, I don't know where my mind was, but a Can't Stop the Music favorite, Making Love to Halloween Night. You know it's Ivan Horofska. You can close the books on your Halloween themed music for after this. I promise, no more. But damn, I just meant to get it in there. Enjoy Mixtape Mixtape. Matt's in the house. It is 11 o'clock. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I am P. Swan, sending you much love.
Party. I have witches, goblins, ghosts, and we make love to Halloween night. Frankenstein, he's a friend of mine. Weird wolf, you bring the wine. I meet two witches who looking so hot. Go back to haunted house, then they cook me in a pot. Tonight we party with headless horsemen. Cemetery, we make love to goblin. Where are the mummies? They are so funny. When they drink, they tell me that they love me. I make love to Halloween. Scary time, it may seem. I kiss the zombie, I kiss the mummy, and then we go trick or treat. Dracula is dancing with the pretty ghost, but it is the witches that I love the most.